Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The Minnesota Supreme Court has sent a transgender athlete's case back to a lower court to decide if USA Powerlifting had a valid reason for excluding 37-year-old J.C. Cooper from the women's division. The court found the policy discriminatory under state law, but said a, quote, legitimate business purpose defense may apply. Cooper's attorney argued the policy unfairly targets all transgender women, while USA Powerlifting's lawyer claimed strength advantages justify the exclusion. 11 Palestinian advocates are in custody after many staged a sit-in Tuesday as the State Board of Investments met virtually for its quarterly meeting, the advocates demanding divestment from Israel. Anti-war committee organizer Brian Cheval says the world has seen a key shift in awareness of what's happening to Palestinians, and the genie isn't going back into the bottle.
The demands and what that obligation that puts on public institutions who are investing in those crimes, that's not going to change. So we will keep the pressure up, and it's only going to grow.
Cheval says SBI board members refuse to address them or listen to concerns. He notes State Auditor Julie Blaha was seen at a No Kings protest, but it, quote, was torture to get her to listen to her own constituents. The SBI hasn't met in person since March, extremely limiting public input. The Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association says there are concerns about President Trump's proposal to import beef from Argentina. Executive Director Caitlin Root says the federal government should not be trying to influence beef prices.
They should instead let the free market work.
Root says Argentina has a deeply unbalanced trending relationship with the U.S.
Over the last 5 years, Argentina has sold over $800 million worth of beef to the United States. Meanwhile, in that same time frame, Argentina purchased under $8 million of beef from the U.S.
Root says there's also risks to the United States cattle supply because Argentina has a history of foot and mouth disease. Minnesota is once again a national leader in smart government. Governor Tim Walz says the state earned platinum certification for data-driven decision-making, the highest honor from Results for America. Minnesota is one of only 3 states to receive the top rating this year and the only one to earn it every year since 2016. Walz says the state uses data to improve lives, from school meals to paid leave and middle-class tax cuts. The Timberwolves and Trailblazers tip off the 2025-26 regular season tonight in Portland. Forward Naz Reid says he knows he must lead the Wolves' second unit.
Going through practice the last couple, like last 2-3 days, made me really realize, like, all right, I gotta really like become a vet. So I mean, it's fun though. It's kind of becoming, you know, the teacher. I once was a student.
Reed was the NBA 6th man of the year in 2024. Minnesota plays at the Lakers Friday night, and the home opener is Sunday against the Indiana Pacers. The Minnesota Wild wrap up their East Coast road trip tonight in New Jersey. The Wild topped the Rangers 3-1 Monday at Madison Square Garden. This is MNN.